Welcome to Hampton Roads Perspectives, a public service of Odyssey and One Hour Cares. Weekly conversations about events and people making a difference in our community.
Good morning, Hampton Roads. It's Mary Catherine back with another Hampton Roads Perspective. If you hear some noise in the background, construction, deal with it. We're fine. I'm so excited to have in studio with me two guests that I've never met before. And I love new faces. I love new people. So please welcome from Eggleston, I have Geraldine Eady. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And also in studio with us, Kristen Ricks. Good morning.
Good morning. Good. Great to be here.
Thank you so much. Geraldine, you are the VP of Marketing and Development for Eggleston. Kristen, the Director of Marketing. And let's just dive right into it. Tell us a little bit about the mission of Eggleston and its impact over the last 69 years.
Wow, that sounds like a lot, saying 69 years.
Yes. But
once again, we're really excited to be here. Eggleston has been around Hampton Roads since 1955. We'll be celebrating our big 70th anniversary next year. And the mission of Eggleston is to provide employment, education, and training for adults with disabilities. Since 1955, we started with just 8 families, and now we serve over 1,800 individuals in Hampton Roads.
That is incredible. It's been a mainstay for me. I've heard Eggleston, like you said, my entire life. I'm 41. I'm not dating myself. But to say you're almost celebrating 70 years, that is an accomplishment. What type of services does Eggleston provide?
So Eggleston, as Geraldine mentioned, we started with work programs, helping people transition from school to the workforce. But over the years, we've expanded to also help people in residential or home, as well as day programs. We have a variety of different business opportunities. Mm-hmm. We have a variety of federal contract training programs, as well as we have 5 residential homes, 5 day programs, and a slew of other rehab programs for brain injury survivors, veterans, people dealing with homelessness, and more.
Y'all are busy.
We are very busy.
On the go, doing a lot. So that's incredible to provide all those services. You mentioned work opportunities. So tell us a little bit more about those within Eggleston.
So Eggleston has been working with the federal government doing federal contracts through the Ability One and Source America programs mm-hmm. for over 20 years. So we provide work at several of the military bases at their galleys. We also run 2 commercial laundries that do laundry services for different bases from Camp Lejeune down in North Carolina up through Maryland.
Okay.
As far west as Petersburg. We do custodial and mailroom services for the military as well.
Okay.
And then in our business side, we offer a variety of services that the community can even help with. So we have document shredding. If a company needs some shred boxes at their location, or they have a bunch of old boxes that they need purged, mm-hmm. we can help them. Or if you just have some individual boxes, you want to get rid of old taxes, or, you know, going through dad's attic and you find he's got every bill he's ever had since 1935.
That would be my father. Uh-huh.
You know, bring it on by our locational military highway and do drop-off shredding.
Okay.
So we have a lot of options there. We run an automotive center that goes along with our auto donation program. We'll touch that on that a little bit more, but we
yes.
can do some maintenance mm-hmm. and, like I said, routine maintenance, state inspection, stuff like that, detailing, all that happens through our
what
auto
What do you
center.
Not do? Can you wrap my Christmas presents for me, Eggleston?
Actually, we have...
We're
going to talk about that.
You guys!
But we have a garden center and farmer's market. So mm-hmm. our farmer's market, unlike others, ours is year-round. It's open Tuesday through Sunday, 24 or year-round,
uh-huh.
and it's at our same place as our garden center, and we do landscaping, we do business services.
Where's the garden center?
It's
across from the zoo.
I've been there.
Yes.
I bought my mom's there.
Yes.
And thank you.
Right now we actually have Christmas trees on sale. And today, later today, from 12 to 3, Santa's stopping by for free photos with Santa.
That is today.
Yes.
Eggleston at your garden center right there on Granby Street.
It's right off of Graham Street. It's
right off of
Lavalette.
Behind the 7-Eleven.
Right.
Behind the 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh,
right at the
so
corner
cool.
of 38 and Granby.
So free photos with Santa?
Yes.
Today, noon to 3,
Eggleston.
You can
even bring your furry animals, too.
Yeah, fur babies welcome.
Fur babies are welcome.
Oh, I love this.
And if you haven't picked up your tree or your wreath or poinsettia or any of your other holiday decor you need, stop by and pick it up while you're there.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. I have a tree, but I am looking for greens. I need a wreath for my front door.
We've got
stop
it for
by.
You.
I love this, you guys. Okay, again, I'm in studio with my girls from Eggleston. I've got Geraldine Eady here. She is the VP of Marketing and Development. Kristen Ricks is the other voice you hear on the radio with us this morning. She is their director of marketing. I mean, I hate to even say what else is Eggleston up to, but for the holiday season, you mentioned you've got that event happening today, Photos with Santa. As we move into the end of 2024, it's usually a big season for giving back. So tell us, because this is a great time for people to get involved as they're wrapping up one year, heading into a new year. If somebody out there is listening and wants to get involved with Eggleston, is there something that they can volunteer, they can help out with?
Well, we have our Angel Chi program. I'm going to let Kristen talk more about that. But it's definitely the season of giving, and I'm going to talk about the season of giving right after we talk about our Angel Chi program and a few other things.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so we actually want to do a quick shout out and thank you to everyone who did participate this year. Yeah. We had about 86 angels that we supported, and our Angel Chi supports individuals and adults with disabilities that are in our program, in our day programs, our brain injury, and our residential homes. So it's often helping them provide the necessities that they need in life that, you know, maybe otherwise they might not be able to afford. So we actually wanted to give a shout out. Insperity has been helping us for the last several years. They come out and they came out on Friday and wrapped all of our gifts for our Angel Trees for us. They've been doing this. If you ever need master wrappers, that's who you need to call. They can fly through a ton of packages in no time. And they have been volunteering and helping us with this for, I think this is either the third or fourth year in a row now.
That is incredible.
So it's really cute. We put some Christmas music on and we just let them go to town. And they do a great job. So we wanted to give a shout out to Insperity for that.
For sure.
We also, speaking of thanking people, we wanted to do a thank you to the Bojangles on Northampton Boulevard. Over Thanksgiving week, they prepared over 400 meals for our staff and employees. That was the company's kind of Thanksgiving meal and gift for us, and they provided 400 meals for us in one day.
Bojangles did that?
Bojangles did that.
Wow.
Yeah, they were absolutely amazing, and they were just the efficiency running through that team. So we definitely wanted to give them a shout out for how fast and everything was hot and yummy and
delicious.
Amazing.
That's
so
amazing. I love Bojangles.
Yeah. So that was the Bojangles on Northampton Boulevard. I want to definitely shout out to that crew.
You know what I'm noticing, though? I love Eggleston, and I know I'm probably jumping around here, but that's just me. I love that you guys are so involved in the community, but it also sounds like it's a wonderful environment to work, that you've really got a wonderful culture within Eggleston. Is that true? Can I speak on that?
It is true. The footprint of Eggleston is broad. We really enjoy working with our community partners. We are definitely ingrained in the community in Hampton Roads.
100%. Like 100%. You said, around for 69 years, getting ready to celebrate 70. So we talked about the farmer's market. We gave a shout out to the Angel Chi. We talked about the event happening later today at the Garden Center right there on Lavalette Avenue, right there by the zoo, the farmer's market. Now I want to get into how, like, if I'm just Joe Schmo and I'm listening and I'm like, I really like Eggleston, I've heard about them for years, how can somebody in the community help, be involved, volunteer? Is there a way for us to do that?
There is definitely a way. We accept volunteers all year long. We can always use the help and support from the community. And we have a lot of volunteers that come out and support and work with us. We also have a few other opportunities. We have something called a Community Leaders Luncheon. We invite individuals who lead organizations to come out and learn more about Eggleston so that we can possibly collaborate to provide greater services to the community. While Eggleston serves a large number of individuals with disability, we serve about 10% of the population. There's so many others who can use those services. Mm-hmm. And so we like to partner and engage with other like-minded organizations to possibly collaborate to enhance the services. So we have that every 6 weeks. We also have the opportunity for people to support and volunteer at our various events. We do the OK 5K every year, and we're always looking for people to help and volunteer with that. We'll be talking about that shortly after the top of the year, how people can engage. But we always have opportunities for individuals to volunteer. But giving, it's a season of giving, and we really would love for the community to support Eggleston. This past Tuesday was Giving Tuesday.
I saw that.
And it's a global day of giving, but nonprofits need support year-round. So we hope people will have Eggleston at the top of their list for their end-of-the-year giving and consider Eggleston throughout the year when they want to be philanthropic.
That's really awesome. Very, very cool. Kristen, let's... again, I apologize if I'm jumping around here. Okay, we talked about how to get involved. Hold on. What is this Facebook Live thing happening? Can we talk about that?
So actually, we did that on Giving Tuesday. Yeah, so part of our Giving Tuesday piece was we had interviews. We did three Facebook Lives with people from different parts of our program. We had one of our residents. We had someone from our garden center, and then we had someone from our business services division. So obviously, you know, the Facebook Live was back on Tuesday, but those stay up. So by all means, go back and check out our Facebook page.
Okay.
You know, hear about the different programs, some of the programs we do, and how your donations are going to impact these individuals. So like I said, every dollar that is given, you know, almost all of it goes back to supporting our mission. So anything you do really does make an impact in the lives of someone. And you know, Eggleston, while we outreach to some of our laundry services outside, majority of our work is in Hampton Roads. So you're really supporting the Hampton Roads community by supporting Eggleston.
And I think that's what I love so much about Eggleston and about having y'all in here and speaking is that, like, you're truly supporting people in the community. Like, when I go to the garden center, that's where I'm going to go get my poinsettias and my wreaths and everything today. But you're truly, like, you're looking at somebody who you are helping make an impact in their life. And it's a great first-hand experience. You're literally putting your money where your mouth is.
Absolutely. Yeah, like if you watch our Facebook Live, you'll see us talking to Pete and Jason, and you may very well run into Pete and Jason at the garden center today if you guys go by. I'm not sure if Jason's working today. Pete's always there, it seems like. But and just, you know, it's so funny because I was talking when we were doing the Facebook Lives, we're talking to Jason, and he's like, I've been with Eggleston for 5 years and I've been with the garden center for 4. I was like, where'd you start? He's like, I started in the galleys working in the food service. I was like, do you like this better? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I was like, okay, what is it you like? And he's like, it's just so peaceful. I like helping people. I like connecting with the customers. And it's so cute. He'll come up, hey, do you need help with anything? And his level of knowledge is just amazing. Several of our staff at the garden centers are master gardeners because they just love plants. And it's so, I was like, it's so tranquil. Like every time you go here. Yeah. So it's amazing.
And it's kind of like a hidden gem. I mean, I literally, when I found the Eggleston Garden Center, I literally was just looking for moms during the fall season. And I think I just typed in my phone, like Garden Center Norfolk, and it popped up. I was like, I've lived in Norfolk my entire life. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Really
it is,
awesome.
It really is. And it's so cute. And like I said, a lot of the plants that they grow there are grown by the people who work in our programs. And then we also do outsource. And then our farmer's market, when you shop at our farmer's market, that's also in the same building, it's all sourced by local and Virginia people. So you're not only supporting our nonprofit, you're also supporting small business because we bring in those items from other small business owners to sell at our garden center. So you're really just spreading the love in all the right places.
And I think it's wonderful. Sugar Plum Bakery is one of those organizations that once a week we get baked goods from Sugar Plum Bakery and we sell them at the farmer's market.
That's my love language.
Yeah.
That is my Sugar Plum Bakery is my love language.
Yeah. So their mission is very much in line with ours. It's a perfect complement to our farmer's market is having fresh cookies and bread from them.
Oh, that's awesome. That is amazing. Okay. And let's talk about the next thing. I mentioned off air. I'm 100% certain my father donated my mother's old car Eggleston.
Thank you so much.
It was a Ford Taurus. It's tan. I think we called it the Mosquito because the license plate was like MSQ, but that's besides the point. Let's talk about, though, the auto donation program within Eggleston. And, I mean, my dad had that car sitting in the driveway for years. It was still running. It was a good car. It just, he needed to, I hate to use the word get rid of it, but explain what the auto donation program is because I'm not even aware of what it is.
So with our auto donation program, we've been doing that. I think we started around 2001 with the auto donation program. And what it is if you have a car that you no longer need, whether it's old, new, running or not, by donating it to Eggleston, we take it in. The nice thing about it is the process is 100% handled inside within Eggleston. You're going to call and talk to an Eggleston person. It's going to be towed by an Eggleston driver. It's going to be reviewed by an Eggleston mechanic, and it's going to be detailed by one of the people in our programs. And so what we do is we take those cars, our mechanics review them. If it's something that's a minor fix, we go ahead and fix it up. If it's something that's more of a major fix, that would be like kind of a fixer-upper for somebody, we document it. Then when we all the cars are detailed and prepared for auction by some of the people in our work training programs. And then every other Saturday, we host auctions where the community can come out and buy them. The nice thing is on the Thursday and Friday before the auction, you can come and like kick the tire, so to speak, check out the vehicles. And if there is something that is going to be a fixer-upper, it's documented on that. You can see, okay, this one's going to need this or this one's going to need that. So you get a gearhead out there who wants to have a fixer-upper, it's like perfect. So they can come out there and that my nephew, actually, my sister-in-law and them just got a vehicle for their 14-year-old son. It's a fixer-upper. And it's like, he's already so excited to put this sweat equity into it. And he'll have so much more respect for that vehicle when he can actually drive it.
Absolutely.
So it's a great way if you have, you know, a kid that's going to be driving in a couple years or is newly driving. It's a perfect way to get them, you know, a good car to drive.
Yeah.
And our next auction is actually on December 14th.
Okay.
And this one, we have a special vehicle. Every now and again, we get these really special gems. We have a 1967 Ford Mustang.
Whoa.
It is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It is black. I don't know about all the insides. I've been told it's an automatic. But it is a beautiful vehicle. We've got some information on our website, EggletonServices.org. You can check it out. Also, if you sign up for our biweekly email that goes out before the auctions, some more information might be on that. But you can come out on the 12th or the 13th and look at it, check it out.
Okay.
But definitely come out on the 14th. The doors open at 8 and the auction starts around 9 o'clock. So
that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's going to be a special one. We get, like I said, we get these special gems every now and again. So we want to really let this one know, because this is a beautiful car. It really is. I'm not much about cars, but you got to love a classic Mustang.
Is incredible. And you said that is going to be on the 14th?
Yes.
Saturday the 14th.
The 14th. And if somebody out there perked up and heard the words Mustang car auction, what's the website where they can go find more information?
EggletonServices.org.
EggletonServices.org. And you can preview the cars 2 days on the Thursday and Friday before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
You can come and preview the cars that are going to be on auction.
Yeah, like open the doors, check them out, look
the
hood.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of people lining up for that Mustang.
See that Mustang?
There's going to be a fight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so we're going to keep it nice and orderly.
Yes.
Form a line. Uh-huh. Just like
Everyone be on their best behavior.
Yeah. So
I really think that is an incredible opportunity and a great way for it. It's like, you know, my dad said, what am I going to do with this car?
Yeah. And the thing is, and if you, let's say you don't have, you know, the other good thing about the donations is they're also tax deductible. So that's another way to give. Like, mm-hmm. maybe you don't have, you know, a monetary gift you could give right now, but you have an old vehicle that you're not using. And basically, if it has a motor, we take it. We do boats. We do RVs. We've done electric bikes. We've done go-karts. We've done golf carts. You know, we'll kind of take them all.
That's really cool.
And like I said, the nice thing is, unlike some of the other programs, all of that is handled internally. It's not third-party people. You're always working with an Eggleston person. So it's really keeping it all in the family.
Love that. I love that so much. And speaking of all in the family, we got to celebrate the family. Do y'all have any plans for this big upcoming 70th anniversary? Because again, Eggleston turning 70.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What are the plans? How are we partying?
So it's kind of a secret right now, but we're going to be announcing a save the date very soon. We'll be celebrating our road to 70. It is the story of hope. We're really excited about it. We'll have a couple milestone activities as we're headed to mm-hmm. our 70th anniversary. And we encourage people to visit our website at EggletonServices.org or sign up for a bi-monthly newsletter. You can also go to the website to sign up for that to know and to stay up to date with all of the activities that we're going to be doing next year. So we're really excited about that. We also have an employee that has been with Eggleston. The longest continuous employee that's been with Eggleston has been there. Next year will be 50 years.
Wow.
And her name is Hope. And that's and we're kind of playing off of her name to call it a story of hope. We're really excited to celebrate. And hopefully Hope will be one of the speakers at our upcoming gala that we're going to
be planning. I want the date for that. I want to be there.
Yeah.
I got to see that.
An invitation.
And we just learned that Hope was 20 when she started, and that was the 20th. So she is 70 the same year.
Grown up with Eggleston.
Eggleston is 70, literally.
I hope she gets a birthday cake.
We can definitely make that.
And that is really incredible.
Yeah. So, and maybe if we'll be able to come back and do another interview with you sometime next year, and we'll bring Hope with us.
Please. I would love to meet Hope.
She loves to tell her story.
I love that. Again, if you're just joining us, I hope you've been here the entire time. I have in studio with me from Eggleston, Geraldine Eady. She is the VP of Marketing and Development. Kristen Ricks is the Director of Marketing. We've got about 4 minutes left, ladies. So, I mean, the time has flown by. Let's talk real quick maybe about some other divisions of Eggleston, how they're doing. If there's anything else you want to share with our listeners, I'm just going to say, like, the floor is yours.
Well, I just wanted to do a quick little recap for anybody who maybe is joining us late. Today at our Garden Center, we have Santa coming between 12 and 3. That's at 110 Lavalette Avenue in Norfolk, right near the corner of Granby and 38th Street, right near the zoo. So definitely stop by. Also, if you haven't had a chance to get your Christmas tree, your wreaths, your poinsettias, we have holiday decor, the farmers markets open. All of that stuff is great. And I forgot to thank the breeding company. They have for the last, again, 3 or 4 years, they come out the day the trees are delivered and help us unload 800 trees and get them all set up. So they came out again this year in November and helped us get all those trees set up, which it would be a feat and a half if we just had our team doing it. So we cannot thank them enough for being our ongoing partner with that. So thank you. Shout out to the breeding company. And that's another way of like volunteering. We can do volunteers through group corporate partners. We can do volunteers through individuals. Just let us know how you want to get involved. And I mean, EggletonServices.org is the way to find all the information. And of course, follow us on all of our social channels.
I mean, I knew y'all did a lot, but I didn't know y'all did all this.
And we're hiring. We are hiring. We're looking for direct support professionals, people who have a heart for working with people and individuals. We're hiring, we call them DSPs, direct support professionals. So please visit our website on our careers page. If you know anyone looking for employment who loves making a difference in the lives of others, we encourage them to reach out to Eggleston for a career potential with Eggleston. And then, of course, it's the season of giving. Keep Eggleston top of mind when you're making those gifts.
Absolutely, 100%. EggletonServices.org, that is the website. I will see y'all today. I'm so tickled. I cannot believe Santa's coming. Noon to 3. And you said you can bring your pets, too.
Absolutely, bring the fur babies.
I love that. So any more information, you can go to their website, EggletonServices.org. But Geraldine, Kristen, it was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you. And I cannot wait for this. Count me in for the gala,
the Story of Hope. The Road to 70, the Story of Hope.
Yes. I am there.
It's going to be a good time.
I love that so much. Well, thank you guys. And don't forget, noon to 3 today at your Eggleston Garden Center right there by the zoo, behind the 7-Eleven, off Granby Street. Lavalette.
And on the 14th, come out to the auto auction and see that Mustang.
Yes, vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Happy holidays. No problem.
Thank you. Bye.
This has been Hampton Roads Perspectives. If you would like to share information about an organization or event to be featured on a future program, please send us an email. The address is hrp@audacy.com. Or write to Odyssey, 236 Clearfield Avenue, Suite 206, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23462. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Odyssey Radio. Hampton Roads Perspectives is a public service of Odyssey and One Hour Cares.